In this session, we're going to explore one of the core healing practices of shamanism, which is soul retrieval. Soul retrieval can accomplish in one or two sessions what can take years to accomplish in psychotherapy. And during soul retrieval, a shaman will journey to recover a lost soul part of a client and bring back the energy associated with that soul loss and the soul part that was displaced during a time of trauma, generally occurring early in life. To understand soul loss, we have to imagine that the soul can actually splinter, that there are parts of the self that can fragment. We understand from the standpoint of psychology how the psyche can become fragmented. The shaman understands that the soul can become fragmented as well, that a part of ourselves can splinter off, can break off, because it is too painful for them to remain in that situation. And whatever trauma was occurring at that time, the soul was not able to contain it. And part of it had to flee in order not to die. Let me give you a few examples of soul loss. I had a client come to see me who had been in therapy for years dealing with abandonment issues. And during a hypnotic regression session, she recalled her mother and her father leaving her when she was around a year and a half old. And she confronted her mother, who said, "Yes, honey, we'd left to go on a holiday for a week when you were 18 months old, but we left you with your grandmother, with her mother, who took absolutely wonderful care of her. But the baby cried the entire time that the parents were gone. Because from the baby's point of view, mommy and daddy were leaving. They were never coming back. So she cried the entire week. And even though she was perfectly safe, she was well attended to. So it's really not so much an incident that occurred, but rather how we remember that incident, how we perceived it through the eyes of an 18-month-old at that time. She thought her mother and father had left her. And when they came back, that trauma had already occurred. A soul part had already been lost. When we did the soul retrieval, we recovered that 18-month-old, and her abandonment issues began to subside. She was able to forgive her parents, to understand that that was how she perceived the situation and not an actual event that occurred. But remember that for the soul, there's no difference between reality and perception. That is how we hold these memories and not what actually occurred. That's important.